Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, best audience ever, to the Mission Accepted podcast. You guys are amazing. I say it every week, and I say it every week for a reason. You guys are just like crazy downloading the podcast. You're sending them out. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for you. Hopefully that you are, well, definitely I'm getting some feedback that you're getting some really great juice and really great tips from the people that are coming onto the show. And I know you guys are like, oh my gosh, how'd you get her? How'd you get him? And you're going to say the exact same thing after you hear our speaker today. So I had the blessing of meeting Simona through the world of online. Like, you know what? Here's the cool thing about when you connect with people, right? If you're kind of aligned, if you know where you're going, if you know where you want to go, if you've done a little bit of that PD personal development stuff, or if you just believe in the power of thought, you start to attract your tribe. You start to attract the people that are going to come into your life. Sometimes they're coming in to teach you. And we all do that. People come in your life for a reason, season, or lifetime. But when you're an entrepreneur, you know when there's some alliance. You just see it. You just see the vibe in their, maybe their Facebook page or their LinkedIn page or what they're saying on TikTok, or maybe they're not on social at all. Maybe you've met them in a one-on-one, because guess what? That's happening with bells on again these days. Or you're in a networking group or someone says, hey, I have a feeling. I don't know why you should meet this person, but I think you guys should talk. And then the journey begins. This is the stuff that happens when you step into entrepreneurship. And if you're landing on Mission Accepted for the first time today and going, what are you talking about, lady? Well, guess what? It's called Mission Accepted. And so our guests are people that at some point, for some reason, decided to take on the mission of other being self-funding in the areas of creativity, singers, dancers, you know, authors, media. Hey, big shout out to podcast hosts, right? And I know Simona is one of those as well. Entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs, and you are seeing more and more entrepreneurs coming into the space because we had an experience that made people, maybe their back was against the wall. They somehow had to get self-reliance. And if you're an entrepreneur, you know, a lot of what you do is between you and the mirror. Like straight up, there's a scene from, it's you know, if you watch the Rocky series and it goes into the Creed series and the second to last Creed, I've watched this movie over and over and over again. And it's where, you know, Rocky Balboa, now that he's older and not in the ring anymore, takes Creed, you know, the younger Creed, over to the mirror and says, okay, you know, you're going to get ready for the fight of your life. And it's a mirror. And he's like, that's your opponent. It's not the guy in the ring. It's the person that you are staring back from. That is your biggest opponent. And you need to know how to beat him. And honestly, that's the kind of juice that I get when I speak to Simona. I mean, this woman has overcome, but she's overcome with grace, right? And she's overcome with tenacity. And honestly, when you hear her speak, she's pretty exciting. She has a very instilling voice. But if you think about what she talks about, you're meeting a woman who landed in a country who didn't speak the language. There's so many of you that want to do something. I don't care if it's an entrepreneurship. It doesn't matter what it is. If you want to do something that's part-time, if you want to reach out and go to another level in the company that you're in, if you want to completely pivot, and are we sick of that word yet? Completely change and go over to another company, another sector, another, if your voice is speaking in the smallest amount, I want you to just take the think about what she says and apply it to motivating yourself or helping others. Because this woman landed in a country without being able to speak the language. And that alone is funky enough, right? You're like, well, there's kind of an obstacle. There's an obstacle. And then this woman ended up doing a TEDx talk. Now, there's a journey in between there. And that's why she's going to talk about, and I'm going to stop talking other than thank you so much for coming on. And Simona, I know that you are chock-a-block, you know, with your schedule. I'm so glad we found some time to get you on the show, and thank you so much for coming on. So I just kind of did a pretty big lead in. Why don't you just give us a little bit of background on how you became an entrepreneur or what that process was like? Like, just share. You're amazing.
You are amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me in your space and allow me to share, you know, my words, my energy, my craziness with your audience. I really appreciate everyone that is here today. And my mind kind of stop when you say you just meet these people and you just know. And I was just sort of laughing because, like, yeah, let's jump on a call to chit chat for a minute. And 2 hours later, I was like, no, I need to go to the bathroom. It's just like we couldn't stop talking. And I also want to tie into that when you talk about being the mirror, because we could only connect with people and attract the people that we really cannot stop talking with them and inspire each other when and only when we know that person in a mirror.
Yeah.
So, like, really know who the hell that girl is, what she wants, what she likes, what she doesn't like. And then when you're clear on who you are, not even clear on what is it that you want to do, and we're going to get to that point, but when you clear out who you are and what you like and what you don't, it's just, is that saying, like, the whole freaking universe aligned with you to give you what you want? And it's just over and over and over a day, you know, throughout my life, I collect so many evidences of that being true. So at this point, I believe that that's how this whole thing works.
Yeah, that's how this whole thing works. You hear people talking about it all the time. You know, my particular niche is top performance. And so, you know, a lot of times people will think focus is clarity, but it's not the same. Once you get clear, and I think clarity comes from a number of things. One is doing the wrong things, going to the wrong courses. I remember I took when I started my life in holistic medicine, I went to UBC, you know, our university here in British Columbia, and I took Chinese medicine. Now, Chinese medicine is incredible. It's beautiful. But I took it and something just wasn't quite right. And then I got introduced to Ayurveda and I felt home. So what I taught, I took this course and I took it. And I, at the end of the course, I realized it wasn't the course for me. It wasn't the direction for me. So was it a mistake? Was it a lot of money? Was it a lot of time? No, it actually got me more clear. And then you can get focused. So clarity comes at different levels, right? Like,
ooh, I love that.
Know, yeah, we vibed because we both, without knowing each other, we're on the same kind of path or had the same kind of mission or whatever. And then you get brought together. And I think that comes from, like you said, knowing yourself and being scared and doing it anyways. Nobody wants to go 100%. Up against themselves.
Yeah. 100%. And it's take me to your question of, like, how I choose what I do and how I land where I'm at. And it's just that, though, is not knowing what the hell do I want to do next. More than that, like, oh my God, there is no way out of this. And yet just trusting yourself that is like, it's something for me there. If I keep on going, if I keep on standing up and just move 1 foot, it's all I have to do to take one step. And when that is done, then what I need to do, I need to take one step. And it's always being in a moment. And we hear a lot about people say, I found this by accident. And I finally understand how that is, because what I'm doing now was never the plan. What I'm doing now, it evolved. It started with something, going into something, going into something. It's exactly what you were sharing. Nothing that we ever did or ever do, it's a waste. It's always prepare us for the next thing, for the next thing. The question is, are you willing to hold that energy of possibility about your future without knowing or being so focused on controlling or how the plan might be and how the future might look like?
That's so elegant. That the way you said it is true. Like, are you willing? It's almost like, are you willing to be uncomfortable? Are you willing to be comfortable in the unknown? Right? Are you willing, you know, to break out of that safety guard that we guard ourselves or that protective, you know, are we willing to be brave, right? Are we willing to dare? Are we willing to be brave? Look, I want to know. I'm sure the audience wants to know, girlfriend, you come to a country, you don't speak the language. What was your next step? How did you find entrepreneurship, or how did it find you? Like, what was your plan? What was your agenda?
The plan was very simple. When I left Romania, I was in my early 30s, single mom, freshly divorced with a 6-year-old. When I left Romania, I had no clue what the hell do I want to do next. All I knew was, what is, it's not for me, and hell no, I'm not going to raise my kid in this.
Right.
That's it. And I want people to hear that, because sometimes all is needed is to know that this is just not good for me.
Right.
So you don't really need to know what is it that you want instead, but just be clear, like, this is not it. So I laughed, and everybody that I know told me that I'm crazy. And everybody that I knew back then told me that I'm just gonna end up in a bad situation. And you know what? They were right. And you know what they are right? Because I also did not believe myself. Mm. I have this part of me that says, just get the F out of here, create a better life. There is something else out there for you and for your child. But you know what? I didn't trust myself. I was insecure. I didn't love myself. So what do? You talk about the power of thought. The things that we think and we think and we think over and over again become our beliefs. And when we stand in that belief every day, we actually create that reality. And before you know it, I was in a bad relationship, marrying an abuser. And before you know it, I was locked in a house for days with no food, with no phone, with no internet. And it took me another year while couldn't speak the language.
Yeah.
It took me a year to just leave, to just get into the point that I'm like, I cannot go lower than this in my life. This is the lowest that I could go. Mm-hmm. There is nothing underneath of this. This is it. So I pack a suitcase and some Romanian books and pick up my kid, and we left. So it's been a journey of, it started with an emergency woman shelter. So this is, I'm United States. I've been living in Jersey. When this event happened, we were in Virginia. There are so many emergency women shelter where you could go for maximum 48 hours, right? They take you in, they make sure that you're safe. They pull out the governmental programs to support you, especially if you have children and all that. None of that were available for us because I don't speak the language. I have no status in the United States. All the documentation is expired. All I have, I was having the right to be here.
Okay.
And the kid that it's about to start school. So that emergency maximum 48 hours shelter ended up of being our home for 5 months. 5 months were three of them. First three of them, I was not allowed to leave the building. I did not see the sun. I literally did not see the sun because the windows were painted. So people from outside could not look in. Was, you know, a secret shelter, secret address. Right. So it was a prison. It was, and it was another lower point, if you wish. But here's the crazy stuff. And if anybody take anything from this, take this. Think of a lower point in your life when you're there to have a wish that made no sense with where you are. And you know what I dream about back then in a shelter with no English? I saw myself being famous. Was a lot of vanity involved. Famous and traveling the world and speaking on big stages and have people following me and want to hear my wisdom and my intelligence and my advice and that's what I wanted. And like for a split second, I have this clear image, and then I freak out. Like, do not share that with anybody. They're gonna lock you up. Like, you see where you are, you definitely lost it. And all that negativity and all that talk, right? Coming from a place of insecurity and lack of confidence and low self-esteem and everything else on a lower scale, right?
Mm-hmm.
So moving forward, I start reading a lot because my kid is in school. He switched from Romanian to English. He's no longer speaking Romanian. Everything is happening in English in his life. I don't understand what my kid is talking with me. All I knew was like the bad words, because that's what you learn first, and how to count to 10. And that's it. So I was forced. And that's another thing, though. So many people says, I can't learn it. It's not for me. And that was me. I was like 34 and convinced and believed that I cannot learn another language. But when you have to, it's incredible what you're capable of.
Right. Yeah. When your back's against the wall, right? And I love what you shared, just to interject here. I love what you shared when you were like, you had this epiphany or vision or clarity or desire or wish or small voice, and it didn't match your environment. So you're looking around, you're in a shelter. Someone right now listening to this could be looking around their home, their office, their shelter, whatever that prison is. It can be in many different ways. Your prison could be in a mansion. You're looking around your environment and it doesn't match the hope that you have for yourself. And I think that's very important, because it's just very important. So it doesn't matter where you are, you can change.
I build my business based on that. Where you come from does not define where you're capable of going. Where you at does not determine what's possible for you. Because like right now in this moment, whatever we talk about for the first 20 minutes, they're already the past.
Yeah.
So it's like the present moment is just, it's a split, it's a blink of an eye. And next blink, it's past, it's gone, it's irrelevant. Contribute to where we are going, but does not define where we are going. So we travel a lot. I got out of the thing, we moved to Minnesota. I experienced the extreme winters. I will be fine to not seeing snow for the rest of my life. I'm just gonna say that. And then life happened in a way that I end up in a loving relationship, because that's what's happened when you heal and when you start liking yourself and loving yourself. Now you meet this type of people, right?
Yes, yes.
And we moved to New Zealand.
Wow.
So here I am, an immigrant again. At that point, I'm like, I have a understanding of this language. I'm comfortable with, you know, having a dialogue and be okay with my mispronunciation and whatnot. But then I realized like, oh my God, I need to learn this language all over again, because I couldn't understand the accent. So we've been living there for almost 5 years. When I start traveling a lot, and that's when I decided that I went through so much, and I work, and I was always proud of my work ethics, and I work for other people all my life, and I'm like, God damn, it must be another way there where I could put everything that I learned, all my wisdom, all my experience, life experience, because nothing teaches like life experience, and go help somebody else. Because I know for how long I was just alone, surrounded by a bunch of people, but feeling alone.
Yeah.
Right? Having zillions of friends, but nobody understand what's going on with me. Right? So that's how I decided I'm going to open my own business. I'm going to open my own business. And where I feel very strong about at that point, I felt strong into my relationship with my kid.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm an amazing goddamn mom. I'm an amazing parent. I raised this kid as a single mom. We went through multiple hells together. And that's not all what I share. There is so much more than that. We went through so much together, and yet we have an amazing relationship. My kid is clear on what it is. I'm proud of how I raise him and never hidden anything from him. And there is no confusion, right?
Right.
So I'm like, I could do that for another parent. And that's how I started my business, with supporting parents. I was focusing on single moms.
Yeah.
And then I expanded to immigrants. Like, how do you calibrate to change everything about you So for the sake of your children, because if the kid is going to learn here, it's going to grow here, it's going to grow up here, I need to understand what here is and how this culture functions. And then from there, I expanded into LGBTQ community when my son, as a preteen, come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I started my first podcast. So here I am. Messing up the words. Like if you listen to my first podcast, that is the worst host that you ever heard. But they're the most powerful stories that I collected because I interview people around the world to share their stories.
Yeah.
And from that, I wake up one morning with the invitation in my messenger. We've been following your work. We really appreciate the podcast, all the stories that you collected, the organization, the things. And we will invite you to give a TEDx talk in Colorado. And I say, yes, of course. Thank you so much. I'm so honored. And then I freak out. I never speak in public.
Wow.
I never give a talk. I never learn a whole script in English.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, this is not possible. You're supposed to have a workshop. You're supposed to talk with people. You're supposed to go on this stage, that stage. And maybe one day, if you're lucky enough, you're going to end up on that stage. I cannot start from there. What's happening? Right?
Absolutely.
So I did. So with that one, of course, it took me to another space where like, there is nobody that could come in my world and say, I cannot do that. Like, oh, no, I'm not buying that story. Let's figure out how you can do it. Don't tell me that you cannot do it. Don't tell me that that's not allowed. Don't tell me that's not possible. I can't, because I could give you hundreds of examples that destroy your belief. From my own life, and it's printed and it's published and it's for the whole world to read and see.
I think that's so incredible. Like just stopping there. So when someone's like, I can't, I don't see it. It's not about, you can just go, we're not having that conversation. We're not going to sit here and talk about all the reasons why you can't do this, do that. We're not going to even go there. We're going to say, how can you?
Yeah.
Not, why can't you? Not, I don't have time. I don't have money. I don't have resources. I don't have experience. I can't speak the language. We're not going to talk about that because it's not that you don't want to talk about it or recognize it. It's just not necessary as much as how can you? So yeah. If you had to, you know, and freaking out, thanks for sharing for freaking out. You got off the email, you got off the call, you got
every
off
time.
This, and you're like, oh my God, I just committed to something. And now I'm shaking in my boots and I have no idea. That's the stuff that makes us, you know, that's the stuff that gets you on stage, makes you famous. But when you walk through that, it can be kind of a lonely journey because you keep it to your, like a lot of times you're keeping it to yourself at first. You're like, I can't believe what I just did. And then you start to get resources and get yourself there. But,
And it is a lonely journey. I really appreciate you said that. Like at that point, I was married with someone that is an expert in his field, worldwide known, that gives hundreds of talks around the world. And he was like super supportive. I was like, I think this is a spam. Things like this just don't happen. Like
yeah.
He couldn't believe it because he has hundreds of evidences that the other way is how those things are done. And I'm like, no, I'm sending the email. Oh, I send the first video. They run my stats. It has to be an idea word spreaded so nobody talk about it. It passed that. I'm going. I have to be in Colorado on November 3rd. It's happening.
Yeah.
Booking my flights.
I'm booking my flights. You guys aren't watching her. She's like pretending to click on the computer, booking her flights. So tell us a little bit, let's divert a little bit. So what's it like to do a TEDx talk? What is that? You know, there's lots of people have talked about what it's like. They keep you, you know, you have to walk within a certain sphere and get, some people had to get sponsorship. Some people didn't, some people, you know, all of that stuff. So what was it like when you finally got there?
It was very scary though. It yeah. was very scary. And there is a unexpected layer to that because I was speaking in LGBTQ space. My talk is called A Gender for Every Human Body. And it's addressing to parents how to parent from a place of inclusion and start putting those binary stereotypes on our children. So, and that week, because I arrived there 3 days earlier, I was actually touring like 6 states in 6 weeks, and whatever, was a crazy journey. But that week I was in Colorado, and 2 days before the event, the front page of the newspaper were parents taking over the streets and protesting and burning LGBTQ flags, because protesting against school. Why does school educate children around sexual orientation and blame them that they are teaching their children how to be gay and all that? And I'm in Colorado. People have guns on their belt in the bright day. I was scared, okay? I'm like,
yeah.
2 days, I have to go on stage in front of live audience. I was not even scared about if I'm going to stumble over the words or what's going to happen. I'm like, I just don't want to be shot.
Right, right. That's so...
And like, nobody prepared me for that. So if you're there listening and say, hey, I want to give a talk, but I'm worried. I'm like, listen, go look to my talk. I stumble over the words. I swap words in a sentence. It is far from being perfect. But it was my first talk in my language, 13 freaking minutes that I have to learn by heart in my second language. Was the first time I hold the clicker in my hand. I didn't even know how to move to the slides.
Right.
And I was so scared about how the audience is going to respond with such a provocative topic. And I addressed some very triggering things. But you know what? It finally integrated what I learned before, and I never get it until I was on that stage. When your mission is big enough, the fear just dissipates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's
when
true.
When you're calling, when you know, I'm like, I'm here, goddammit, taking a stand for my kid. I'm speaking as a parent. I'm not a professional speaker. I'm not a scientist. I'm not this, and that. I'm a parent, and I'm gonna do whatever I'm able of doing to impact his future as much as I can, so he will have a better future than whatever we are doing now.
Yeah.
So that everything else is just, it didn't matter.
Yeah. It's very true. I talk about it very often. People think that when you become an entrepreneur, it just stops with that one decision, that one test, that one mountain, that one hill, that one celebration, that one success, and it's not. It's really not. It's a journey of continuing to take on the mission. And sometimes it goes into a different direction, and sometimes that different direction takes you for a couple of years. There's things you need to learn there, you know. That's why that personal development piece is so important to your business development piece, right? And the ability, I mean, even just being granted, depending what generation that you come from, just being granted and being okay with saying to somebody else, I don't know, or I need help, or, I mean, I don't know about you, but a lot of people raised or think when someone has a certain level of prestige or fame or whatever it is, that somehow their human pieces get better or different, they don't come up against themselves, but it's really not true. I think it does get easier, you know, once you've learned how to skip rope once, you can learn how to skip rope again. And you've had some failures, you're like, you can shrug off failures so much easier, but it's still a test. It's still a personal journey. And the mission does have to be bigger. The cause has to be bigger. The strength to be able to pull you through sometimes some of the things until you have enough experience in your craft to know that it's just part of the journney that you will get to.
Yeah. I love how you say it, pulling through. It's the only thing that's pulling you through. And the point is like, oh, mother, I never did this before. The only thing that is pulling through is your mission.
Yeah.
It's not your expertise. It's not your experience, because none of that matter. Like, I never been in this space. I never done this before. I know nothing about it. I know other people experiences, but this is not mine.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the only thing that is pulling you through. I love that you said that. And if people could take that in anything, really, like I have in my business, I teach a lot about, I have this formula, if you wish, as much as I hate formulas, but copy paste. You find something that resonates with you, copy that and paste it in every area in your life. The principles are the same. So find whatever it is for you. There is no magic steps. There are no formulas. I cannot tell you how to do whatever you want to do. All I could tell you is like, be bold.
Yeah.
Be afraid, but stay curious and find out your way. And that's going to be your way. You're not gonna do it my way. I could tell you all my ways, and chances are that won't work for you. They might one time, two time, but it's not gonna be sustainable because you are not me. I am not you. So I built a business on that, on supporting people how to find their own voice, their own message, their own ways of doing things. And I'm known in my community as being the girl that just doesn't follow the rules, and not to not follow because I'm rebellious. Well, I am a little, but it's like, does this speak to me? No. Well, I'm not going to force myself into putting myself into your box. I trust myself enough to figure out what will work for me in this space.
Yeah. I know that when we first talked, one of the things that we really aligned on as people that support other people. So sometimes people will say, and I mean, I've even used it as part of my branding for so long. It's like, first of all, you're a professional hippie, which means I have no issues. How many years ago telling people, if my clients were not allowed to use certain ammonia cleaners for their home without giving the brand name. And I'm like, not happening, not doing it. Or if I'm on stage, if someone needs to hear something, I'm not a big sugarcoater. I'm nice. I'm kind. I'll say it in the way I hope that it lands for you. But if you're hiring me, if you're paying me your resources, which is your time and your money, to help you move, and you're sitting there and you're asking, and I'm trying to give you the information in a way that it lands for you, and it's not landing, I'm going to take the band-aid off. I'm like, and I know that that's what I really loved about talking with you as well. It's like some people go, oh, yeah. And I mean, I love Janis Joplin, so it's not an insult to me. They're like, you're a little Janis. And I'm like, yeah, well, what do you, you didn't pay me to be your friend. I'm your friend.
Yeah,
let's just get really super real, and yes, let's get super, really super deep, and let's talk about why you're not da 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 da. Because perfect. I don't need to take your money for another 6 months to dance this circle. Let's just rip it off. You know, maybe you're gonna bleed a little bit. I'll help you stitch yourself back up. But you are like that as well. I know that we appreciate the pain. We understand the story, but it's about how can we move through that story in a way that propels you to what it is that you hired me for in the first place. And so, you know, if you want to call it brave or rebellious or what have you, I think, honestly,
I like to call it honest, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I need to be honest to myself to say what I think, what I feel, and be in my own integrity, and also be honest with you, client, when I'm holding the space for you. I love when you say you didn't pay me thousands of dollars to be your friend. I am the best friend with my clients because that's how it goes. But in this space, in a session, I'm gonna kick you a little behind.
Yeah,
because that's what you hire me for. So I like to say we slay the dragon, we lift the blood on the floor, we find the way and we move forward.
Yeah.
And then we could meet for a virtual coffee, or we could hang out and we could cry on each other's shoulders. That's fine. But not in this space. In this space, we are looking for what else is possible.
And that's what we want from people as well, right? So I remember, I had this beautiful holistic health studio, and, you know, we healed on a, you know, tens of thousands of people came to us, and we were at a place where, you know, there was a Groupon came in, and it was really affecting our sector, right? So you could go get a massage for $30 at the back of a hairdressing place. And we had studied 30 years with our craft. We had done this, you know, my teacher to bring her in for a month was $30,000, you know, like it was really our work. And so it wasn't going to work to pay $24 for a massage or whatever. And I was having this meeting with a friend of mine who was a very good friend. He was the first millionaire under 30 in Canada. He was all in tech. And I'm like, we're having this situation. Like a lot of my colleagues were leaving the industry because of this discount service that was hitting the marketplace, right? Mm-hmm. So we happened to be having Greek food. And he's like, I'm going to tell you this once, and I've told you before, and I'm going to draw it out for you, and you can sit with it. Here's the truth. And he draws out on a little napkin, here's the money that you need to make, and here's the money that you're making. you are so attached to one person coming in and having 900 square feet. I was like, it had to be a beautiful experience and it had to be this. 900 square feet. He's like, here's the maximum amount of money you can make straight up. Mm-hmm. If you scale it, if you make it two rooms, if you make it three rooms, here's the money. He goes, he pushes the napkin across the table. He goes, it's called math. You might want to take a look at it. I'm like, okay. Right?
It's simple algebra.
Meeting of people. And what about this? And he's like, too bad, sweetheart. Now it's interesting because I teach, I'm on my way to go talk to some medical doctors this weekend at our university, and I'm teaching them top performance and how to actually, and it's alternative, like Ayurveda. But the point is, they're having me come in to talk to people about the same conversation I had however many years ago about that whole empathy thing and how it turns into commerce or not, right? The point is, someone ripped the Band-Aid off and said, now make your decision. It was like, shut up already. Make your decision. We've talked about this for a couple of months. Here's the napkin. Take it home with you. And I'm like, he's like, I'll sign it if you like. And I'm like, yeah, you're buying dinner. So, but the point is, someone got real with me. And then I could make the decision that I wanted to. And I think that's super important and probably saved me another 2 years or 3 years of doing business differently. Didn't mean I needed to close my doors. Just needed to do business differently, right?
Yes.
So look, let's get onto this. You have, people are like, oh, what does she do? You have an incredible school, right? Don't you have like an online school where people can come and hang out? So let's talk a little bit about how you've taken what you've got and how you are an entrepreneur. So we obviously know you're a speaker. We clearly know you have a podcast.
Two, actually.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm not going to tell people about you. You're sitting here for a reason. So tell us about this virtual school.
Yes, so it came out, it was not in my plan, again.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is I realized that my voice matter. And I realized I'm someone that I've been silent and I was not allowed to speak. And that's what my old memoir is about, raising my voice. And not that it matter for changing the world and whatnot, but it matter for the people that need me as a model for them to take a step.
Mm-hmm.
So I start going online and I start teaching and I start talking about things. And before I know it, it's like I created this course and I created this program and now we have a mastermind and now we have a bootcamp and now we have whatever. And I was smart enough to record everything from day one. So by the time pandemic hit, I was already in Zoom. I was already running my business from my laptop, traveling the world. I was already having a Zoom Pro account. Everything was recorded and it did not affect me at all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what am I doing with this? I'm hoarding them in my computer. Why? Because I was afraid what people will say. And hear me out. Because we talk about how we evolve from one thing and one thing. I was the first one to judge the way that I taught my first course. Like, I could do it so much better. Well, of course I could do it so much better now because I already taught 200 trainings, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, what about the girl that could not hear my message today, but she could only hear it in the way that I taught it 4 years ago? I'm like,
oh yeah, sister. Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So I took them all and I created this virtual school, Spark Transformation Academy. So then people could go, it's a low ticket, like registration is for free. There is a lot of free content. But with low ticket, people could like, I'm group them. Like I need some support with boundaries. What about the confidence? What about how to set up a business? How about to explore my purpose or my spirituality or whatever, whatever. What I did, Deb, I monetize my journey.
Mm-hmm.
Doing my inner work, every time that I come through a realization, I talk about it. And it was a teaching moment. Not to teach you like I'm telling you how it is and I'm better than you, but just through sharing, you know, from heart to heart. And people needed that type of, I want to learn. I want like one person in front of me, what happened? What person behind me I could help? And it's such a simple formula. We don't need titles. We don't need to feel better or worse than anybody. Just do your own damn thing and then share with another person. Mm-hmm. That's it. You want a formula, take that one. And then if you could record it and just slam them somewhere forever and ever online, as long as the internet exists, you could impact other people. That's how I created the school. And now it's a school, and now there is hundreds of students there. And I continue to, like right now, this week, I'm teaching a free boot camp, and I'm gonna send it for free. Maybe at some point it's gonna have a dollar attached to it. Whatever, I get to do whatever I want, because that's how I set it up. I get to have my own rules. I get to do whatever the hell I want, as long as it feels good. It feels good, I'm doing it. Doesn't feel good, I'm walking away from it.
Honestly, that within itself is worth the podcast, right? I mean, trusting your feelings, trusting your experiences. One thing about being scared, there's a knowingness that once you start to get to know yourself, you know there's a knowingness, the difference between something that doesn't feel right for you and something that scares you. Because if it scares you, you may have to examine, am I afraid of success? Am I afraid of going to the next level? Am I not? But if something like doesn't feel right, it's not right. There's a difference between those two things, very much so for entrepreneurs. And I think, like you said, the more you get clear, the more you know. And from a woman who had to learn boundaries, who obviously had boundaries crossed many different times, just the process. I mean, you know, hell to it, sister. Like, you know, there's a lot of people, men and women, that were raised or experienced or in situations with bosses or got bullied or that had their boundaries crossed over so many times, they didn't even know what they were. Who, when they take their first boundary workshop or set their first boundary, they're so scared, or have their, oh my God, they're going to leave my life. I'm like, they don't treat you nice. It's okay. It's so amazing how we get attached to losing people that aren't even nice to us. Yeah. When you haven't had your boundaries established. So clearly it's been a journey on establishing boundaries, getting to know where you are. You go from a place of where you came from to being able to go, I get to do what I want, where I want, with people that I want. I mean, that in itself is like, you know,
that's my biggest success, really, because I grow up with the idea that success means you are successful when you hit $1 million, you're successful when you hit $10 million. It was all about the money, and was a lot of hang up with money. That could be a whole other series of episodes of podcasts. But I was like, well, why do I want all the things that I want? Because I want to feel good. I want to have the freedom. Oh wait, I'm actually doing that. And it's all about the freedom. I decide, I'm in charge of my life. Finally, I decide what I want to eat, what I want to dress, where I want to go, where I want to travel, who I work with, as you say, all the things, right? And I do want to circle back to scarcity though, because I just want to drop it there for who's ready to hear it. Being scared, it's so unnecessary, as you said. And being scared depends where you are in your own personal growth evolution. It's a super sexy strategy to not evolve to the next level. So I'm someone that I learn and enjoy how to live in tension, like a little bit of tension, and who understand a little bit about energy work, is like that fear of going there, that scarcity could be shift in a second with the right thought into just excitement. It's like, ah, you know, like we just contract, like, oh my God, I never did this. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute, I never did this.
So
I just want to drop that there.
It's a shift of perception, right? It's like it's as different as easy as taking off your glasses and putting them back on. Yep. So look, I know we're kind of wrapping to time, and
we don't want to get into another 2 hours as we usually do, is what you're saying.
Oh God, people, you know what? We're gonna do the week long. Devin, Simona, you're gonna come with us on Monday, and by the time you leave on Friday, you're gonna be jumping with your cape. You know, we're going to have to ship out capes to people. It's going to be, that's what we'll do. We'll do a boot camp. You'll get your cape, you know, and after that week, you're going to be ready to fly. But here it is. So look, I know that you've got a couple of things that you want to offer, and then I've got a really important question that I want to ask you. So I'm going to ask you, we're going to have it in the show notes, but how to reach you. And then I know you've got a gift for everybody, because, you know, clearly you are generous with your, you know, content. And so I know you've got a gift for people. So let's give you an opportunity to share about that. And then I got an important question for you.
Okay. Thank you for that. You could reach me anywhere on the media. Just my name, type my name. I'm Googleable. I love saying that. I'm Googleable. You type my name, you find everything about me. So please go ahead and stalk me. I love that.
Awesome. And you've got a book.
And I have a book, and I have it here for those of you that are on video. It's called Raising My Voice, The Memoir of an Immigrant. It's 256 pages of my life, all the secret, all the trauma, everything. Like, whatever I share here is just the surface of things. You won't believe what I went through. But what's beautiful about the book, and I love it so, so, so much, is it's not written just to tell my story, as I write it in with the energy of triggering your own story in you. So as you read mine, to give you an opportunity and a space to heal yours. So I'm very proud of this. And yes, it's in English. Yes, it's in English. And I would like to offer it to everybody in the audience, the opportunity to download it as an ebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we make it a free ebook. All I ask in return, if you could give me a review or a like or something, because as we know here, entrepreneurs, well, whatever the algorithms are happening, is like, that's how we get visible, if we have as many stars and likes and loves and reviews and all that.
Awesome. So everybody, she's gifting us the ebook to her book. Once you read it, please review, star, like, love, send out a shout. And then, you know what? There's nothing better than pass it on. Read and pass. That's what I say. Read and pass.
I'm actually sharing that in the book, is what I do with my books. When I finish, I just leave it where I'm traveling, and I ask people to do the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I've got this last question for you, my darling. Okay, so as a traveler, this should be really super easy. You're going to a desert island. It's just you and you. And that's it, girl. This is your last vacation. You're packing your suitcase, and you're only allowed to take one album with you. What music could you not ever imagine not listening to again for the rest of your days? One album, what's it gonna be?
Oh my God.
Okay. I know.
Great. I'm like, I show up here, you could ask me anything, I'm an open book, and here I am, I don't have an answer. I will go with Beyonce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I will go with her. And I want to say why. Not only that it's where I go first to increase my vibration, but it's also where I go for fun, to just shake my booty. It's also where I go for emotions. Like, most of her songs, I have this emotional roulette on my Spotify, when I select songs that triggers different emotions, and she's coming around really often.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So you and Beyonce off to the desert island. That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. Okay. Look, girl, it was so great having you here. I know it's not going to be the last time that you're on the show. I also know it's not the last time that we're talking. You're also doing incredible retreats. People can Google you and find out all about you. We'll have information in the show notes. I know that you've inspired people today. And what I want to say to the audience is, look, you guys know that we have the most incredible guests, but you are sitting there. If you are an entrepreneur or an entrepreneur, if you want to share your story, look, people need to hear your story. They need to hear your story. That's why Mission Accepted Media exists. It's to help. It's a platform for you guys. You want to be endorsed on the website? Call me. You want to come be a guest on the podcast? Call me. You are specific into direct sales? I do a book for that sector every single year. You want to put a quote in the Entrepreneur Planner? Call me. There's a book. It's not going to be an annual book, because this book is going to be like oh man, it's going to have such presence. But it is launching in December, and it is Mission Accepted. It's the first Mission Accepted book, 262 women, entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs, creatives, and media, rock legacy, and tell all. If you want to be featured in the book, call me. Okay, there it is. Brave up. She just told you how to brave up. So something braved up there. So I know that I'm going to be hearing from lots of you. I appreciate you. You're the most amazing audience. Hit the subscribe, share this, and we will see you soon enough, more than likely next week. Thanks for being you. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.